My dearly beloved in Christ, today is the octave day of the Nativity of our Lord and the Feast of our Lord's Circumcision, which reminds us that our Divine Lord, for our salvation, submitted to the Mosaic Law and received that mark of a sinner, began on this day to shed his precious blood for our salvation, and fittingly received the holy name of Jesus, which means Savior, on the day on which he first began to shed his blood for us. If we think of the agony in the garden, why did our Lord shed his blood as drops of sweat? Why was his agony so intense that his sweat became as drops of blood? Well, for one reason, he knew what he would suffer the next day, and indeed beginning that night in his passion. And so there was brought before his mind all of the different sufferings of the passion that he was about to endure. And that thought, that overwhelming realization of so many sufferings and pains, crushed him to the ground and caused his human nature to tremble. But I think even more than that, there was the fact that he appeared before his Heavenly Father burdened with our sins. He took our sins upon himself. And so there he was in prayer, in the agony, appearing before his Father as though he were guilty of all our sins and the sins of all mankind. And that heavy burden of sin is what crushed him to the ground and caused that sweat again to become as drops of blood. Our Lord came into the world for no other reason than to redeem us, to lay down his life for our salvation, to pay the debt due to the original sin of Adam and Eve. And as St. Alphonsus points out so well, there was a problem in the Redeemer, in who would be the Redeemer, in the fact that it had to be a man, because this Redeemer would have to represent the human race that had offended Almighty God. And yet there was no creature that could adequately satisfy for an infinite offense. And the sin of Adam and Eve, being a sin against an infinite being, was infinite in malice, and therefore required an infinite being to atone for it. Only God could do that. And so God's wisdom came up with this perfect solution of the incarnation, in which now you have a being who is both God and man, and therefore capable of representing the human race, but also at the same time making infinite satisfaction. So this feast of our Lord today really reminds us of why he came into the world, to suffer, to die, to shed his precious blood for our salvation. And what ought our gratitude to be to our divine Lord? And how we ought to carry our crosses without complaining, without feeling sorry for ourselves, without giving in to impatience and again self-pity because of what little things we must bear with. Let us remember that the cross is our path to heaven. God in his goodness sends us the cross that we might atone for our sins, that we might be detached from this world, and that we might attain our salvation. If we had no crosses, we would become too comfortable with this life. Today on New Year's Day, I often think of the difference, the vast difference between the worldlings who celebrate today and they make merry, and then we as Christians who also rejoice on this occasion, a holy day and a holiday, New Year's Day, But how different is our rejoicing from that of the world? Their mirth, their merrymaking is very shallow, frivolous, empty. Our joy is deep. It is lasting because it is based on our faith, on the fact that we know why God created us and what we are here for. I always think of the words in this regard of The Imitation of Christ about the miseries of life, where the author of The Imitation says that it is so sad that there are some people who, if they could live in this world forever, that's what they would choose, rather than to go to heaven, to go into eternity. They're so attached to the very imperfect pleasures of this life that they would prefer to have them forever. We know why we are here, and that our life is but temporary, and that our purpose is to get to heaven, to live in such a way that we will merit to be with God forever in heaven. Every year on New Year's Day, we think of time and the value, the precious gift that God has given to us of time. And really, in one sense, today is no different from yesterday or the day before or tomorrow for that matter. It's another day. But because we have a new calendar year beginning, it is a time to reflect upon time, upon the time that God gives us in this life, that we might work out our salvation. And how well have I used it? Am I closer to God today, January 1st of 2013, than I was 1 year ago, January 1st of 2012? That is a question to ask ourselves. How am I using the time that God has given to me? Because the time God gives us is limited. And for all we know, it could soon be at an end. Which ones of us in this chapel this morning will not be here to celebrate the new year of 2014? For whom will the year of 2013 be the last on earth? God alone knows that. What we know is that we are 1 year closer to our death today than we were on January 1st of 2012. That may seem, and certainly to worldlings, seem like a very morbid thought, but it is reality. And we as Catholics often think of that. We should think of that. That our life is temporary, and that God gives us time so that we will use it, that precious gift of time, that we will use it to work out our salvation. These are the thoughts that should be in our minds on the beginning of a new year. Yes, it is a time for joyful celebration with our friends, with our fellow members of the mystical body of Christ, but our celebrations should be like that which St. Paul mentions in today's epistle, that rejecting ungodliness and worldly lust, we may live temperately and justly and piously in this world, working out our salvation, working for heaven. And let us remember today also, on this wonderful feast, the power of the holy name of Jesus. That name which was given to our Lord on this day, that name which was destined for him by his heavenly Father. When the angel appeared to our Blessed Mother at the Annunciation, he told Our Lady that she would conceive a child and she would call his name Jesus. And again, when the angel appeared to Joseph in a dream to reveal to him the mystery of the Incarnation, he told him that he was to call the child's name Jesus. This name chosen by the Heavenly Father, because it means Savior, what our Lord came into the world for us to be and to do, to save us. Let us be joyful, let us be grateful, and let us especially be resolved today to use the time that God gives us well, to work out our salvation that we might be with him forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.